Syracuse area Congresswoman Anne Marie Burkle introduced legislation in Congress late last week that puts the spotlight on autoimmune diseases. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the Republican has a personal reason for wanting to boost awareness of these illnesses that range from multiple sclerosis to rheumatoid arthritis.
Burkle's sister, Mary Colella, was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in high school.
I know personally the impact that the disease had on Mary's life, and she died in 1991 from MS after being quadriplegic for 20 years.
The Mary Colella Autoimmune Awareness Act will resurrect a committee that coordinates autoimmune research across several federal agencies to bring the latest information on these diseases to the public and medical community. Annette Samil of Multiple Sclerosis Resources in Onondaga County says more attention to these diseases is welcome, especially in an area that's a hotbed for MS.
There has been some research into the vitamin D issue. Are we deficient in D so much that it's causing these autoimmune diseases? We certainly have a lack of sunlight in central New York, so there could be some credibility to that. Not enough. There has to be something else going on. There has to be some other environmental trigger.
The million-dollar program would be paid for with funds already in the Center for Disease Control budget. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.